I'm sipping.
I'ma tell him. Listen, if you on my live right now, we on the Sipping with Sammy. You right. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you don't know Sipping with Sammy, you get to know him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this live not gonna be
live.
We can't do that because
no, we're not showing you no footage.
He got a whole, we
don't do that. Okay. But you can check out the episode once it airs.
Listen.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Check it out, share it.
Share, like, and subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The more people that subscribe, people could start getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The way that's you know what I mean? So, you know, that's what it is.
People call
it. Oh, man. I had to answer this.
I know.
Hey, look. I can't talk to you right now because I'm about to do the Sipping with Sammy, you know, podcast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
you know. But,
hey, what's going on?
But,
Sturdiness, how are you?
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, it only the one and only Sipping with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Been knowing her for a while.
Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness. How y'all doing, man? Like, comment, subscribe, share, tell a friend to tell a friend that you was here and that they should be here also, because we here. Today, very, very dope episode, as usual. I know y'all hear me say that, but I just happen to know a lot of awesome people, man. But I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves to the audience real quick. Tell them who we got here.
Hey, it's your boy, Free Truth Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Co-host, Gas Station Radio.
Mm-hmm.
The Only Cannabis Radio Show on FM Radio, WJYN, 98.5 FM, every Thursday, 7 to 9. The host of the Rose Certified Show on SDM Flix, Roku TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm the CEO of Rose Certified Clothing, the first official cannabis clothing line for the cannabis community. I'm the first person that ever said that, so I feel like, you know how when T.I. said he the king?
Yeah.
Well, I have the first official clothing line for the cannabis community.
And we rolling with it.
Absolutely. So Rose Certified, you know, plants over pills,
mm-hmm.
autism awareness,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, and yeah, I'm, you know, I'm here with the lovely host of Gas Station Radio.
Talk heavy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I go by the Lady Steph 215.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the host of the Gas Station Radio Show, but I am the behind the scenes, all hands person. Behind yeah. Rose Certified.
So dope. I like that.
You know, I don't take that role lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, right? Mm-hmm. Not only am I able to be in the front, right, but I have no problem supporting my guy. So,
I heard that.
I lead with that a lot of times. He'd be like, no, it's you. And I'd be like, nah, it's you. It's you, and it should be you. So I'm a head on out. Or I'm going to take a seat and go smoke another L on this.
Yeah, you know, I saw support. You at Sun Event. You was at the back just chilling all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, look, this
he
is
was
his
running
thing.
The room. He was doing what I had to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, some rooms, sometimes when we go places, is more of a Free Truth room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Free Truth.
And then sometimes when we go places, is a Lady Steph room. So, you know, we definitely...
Right.
We definitely, read the room
mm-hmm.
or, you know, depending on what type of event it is.
Yeah, what's necessary.
Yeah, because right. I feel like, you know.
The toolbox is the toolbox. We pull out what we need when we need it.
Like,
yeah.
I do customer service at my job. So when I'm not at work, for some reason, I can't do it in regards to, like.
When I'm not at work.
You know, properly pronunciating words and articulately
mm-hmm,
speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So she is She's very well with that.
But you don't mind engaging people.
I definitely don't mind engaging anybody on the planet Earth.
Right. You always gave me that energy.
Yeah.
First time I remember being in a room with y'all was when Tweet had the event and you guys got honored and you actually brought him up. And
right.
had an amazing story.
Oh, man. Ooh.
Amazing story. Motherfuckers
you
was crying.
Man, you got
it. It got real that night.
It was
but
real.
I was,
yeah.
I wound up hosting. Which
right,
I wasn't supposed to be, but I'm in front of y'all all night. So I'm seeing who's doing what in the room and how everybody's treating each other. And it was great energy in the room. But I noticed that besides that time when you got shut down a little bit, you was talking to every fucking body. you was talking to everybody.
Yes, I was.
You know what I mean?
And
you,
I made some beautiful connections that day.
That's what I was about to get to. You made the most out of being in that room.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And that's important.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Listen. That's important. You don't even know.
I heard that. Keep talking.
You don't even know.
Oh, you going to tell me off camera?
No, man. One, I got to meet you.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, I've been watching you for a while. And I'm over at 98.5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I watch Glockaware.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I watch everything Glockaware does.
Yes, mm-hmm. we do.
Because.
You didn't know, we do. pay attention.
You know, I feel like Glockaware is the staple. And what's going on?
For those of y'all that don't know, I was at Glockaware for about 5 and some change. So, yeah.
Right. So, if you're somebody that's trying to do your thing,
right.
And this music thing and this, you know, and you know, media just entertainment and media, mm-hmm. is, you know, that is definitely a dope way to go, especially because you can touch those guys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
You can touch those guys.
Absolutely.
So because you can walk up to them and ask them a question and actually be at events with them and actually... You know,
you
what
actually
I mean?
Just pop up.
Facts.
Pop up.
I mean, if you folk, you could just right. pop up.
Right.
Stop
so,
by the store or something.
Freestyle.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, like, you know, they play music. Mm-hmm. So, our show is, you know, we cannabis education.
Mm-hmm.
But we do something called the 8 Fit 8,
yes.
where we play underground music.
Mm-hmm.
So, we urge.
So, is this 8 songs or 3.5?
It's however many songs we could get in between the smoke break.
So what we do is off the camera, we go outside and we smoke at 8
we
o'clock.
We used to do that too.
So we call it the 8 Fit 8, but it's really our smoke break.
Facts.
We used to do that shit too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So boom, so bang, while we outside smoking and cutting it up, we're actually playing people's songs. So when somebody gives me a song, I take pride in playing a song.
Right.
Texting them or call, yo,
I'm playing
your
right
song.
Now. Right.
Go in your car, turn it on, and record listening to your song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, as somebody that I do music, growing up, who didn't want to hear their song on the radio?
Right. And that was something that, matter of fact, off camera, I hinted at it. We were the first live radio show on 98.5 FM.
How about that?
Huh?
I said full circle. That's
yeah, me, her, and 2 other gentlemen that we don't really associate with anymore. But it was like I got Glockaware, and then I got asked to come co-host there. I was like C Mike, maybe even D at the time, but I wound up being A Mike in like a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Okay.
And then I started this shortly after, so I was on 3 platforms at once.
Ooh, that's
then,
a lot.
You know what I mean? But similar to what I'm sure y'all seen at 98.5, it's not a lot of them helping. It's all like we used to have to bring all of this shit
them
and
Ooh.
Set it up.
What them?
We used to have to them set this shit up every week.
So this is what I'm gonna say about that. This is how I'm gonna say about that because I'm gonna shout out to.
We told them what we needed. They never ordered it. We had to bring our own equipment. That's how I started this.
So what I'm gonna say is what that is. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it allows me to do what I do and it allows me to get into other rooms. Right?
No, you maximizing the potential.
You definitely maximize the potential of it.
Absolutely.
But in doing what we do. And seeing where you want to be.
What's possible, if just a little bit more.
What's possible, because I was saying to her that 2024, I was like, yo, man, as much as I'm cool with Toucan or, you know, as much as, you know, I see EA, I have a positive relationship with him.
Okay.
Me and him, we good. I worked with him at a time.
I know what you mean. I'm from Uptown.
Got you. So shout out all my guys at NCO Financial. That was a great job. You know what I'm saying? For the collection world. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, right.
It kept somebody like me off the streets.
That's dope.
Definitely kept me off the streets.
That's
but
dope.
You know, I'm like, man, I be going to Glockaware events and it'd be like 5, 6, 7 shows all at one event.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be yo, this show, that show, and this one and that one and that. And I was like, yo, man, I like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because when everybody see gas station, I try to go to as many events as we can.
Absolutely.
If it's after 5 o'clock when we get off work, right. We there.
Right. That's what he told me. He said, as long as I had the five. No bullshit.
But, I mean, in some instances.
And mind you, that's perfect. I get off at
it
four.
Was before five, and he couldn't go. Mm-hmm. But I still attended.
Right, she still attended.
But see, that's what a team do.
Yes.
It's like, you can't make it, but we can Scottie, still represent
each other. I call myself
Scottie
Pippen.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I love how you keep positioning yourself and how she keep trying to throw you back in front of her.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm Scott. I say
but
I'm Scott.
But you know what's going to happen, right? If I'm, the train coming, you're going to jump in front anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I always do.
So it's cool.
But I say I'm Scottie Pippen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to pass that the mic.
Yeah, man. Let her get busy. Do what
I'm,
do what
of course,
does.
Of course, I'm the one that, when I walk in, I'm mm-hmm. assessing. I'm, hey, what's up? I'm a happy spirit.
Yeah.
So if you, say you ain't got a happy spirit. I walked into an event. This bull had this crazy ice grill on. I gave him my business card. I was like, yo, man, I had to give you my car. I like, because you mad serious. Like, you must be smoking some serious weed, right? So homie started laughing. He cracking up. He like, no, that's my regular
fool.
Face.
That's my regular face.
I don't think it's nobody I can't make laugh or like engage in a positive. Mm-hmm.
The fact that you make that a point is dope.
Yeah, like
the
if you look
that
angry,
that's your energy is dope.
Yeah.
Like,
break
why you
ice.
Angry,
what's
my
up?
Man? What's
right.
up? How you doing?
You
it's
happy.
A good night. Here, I'm Ray Gas Station Radio. You want to smoke some gas? Like,
also, right. like, yeah. you're not a small nigga, and you don't have a goofy look about you. You look like Ooh. Nature in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look like you can fuck some shit up. So and for them. You to come in and give a nigga good energy, that put his shoulders down. Like, all right, I ain't got to worry about him.
So the reason
one less nigga in the room to worry about.
So the reason why I do that is because I am 6'4", 230.
And you know what you're capable of.
And there was a time in life where people looked at me like I was unapproachable.
See?
So
and that wasn't through no doing of your own.
No, I just was minding my business.
So now
being
you
alert
so now you
and all that.
Business no more. Now
so
you're
no, I don't. No, I don't.
I like that, yo.
I don't. When I walk in, hey, hi, what's up?
Yo, I don't think you know how fire that sounds to me. Like, I knew I was intimidating and people mm-hmm. was carrying it like that. So I changed the narrative. I took the initiative. I grabbed the shit bottle.
Yeah.
People are so, like I tell people all the time, man, motherfuckers get on the elevator and be ready to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Just being in a box with people. You know what I mean? Not because of the elevator. Just like, just the stale air,
the
being around
yeah.
people and stuff. Mm-hmm. So for you to be somebody to say, man, fuck that and do, you know, go
there. There are people
the
who don't
50.
Like talking to me go when to I'm standing 50. Up. When I'm at work, it's certain people, they be like, I don't like talking to you when you're standing
the height
up.
Thing, like.
So when I be in my chair at my, you know what I mean?
You're more approachable.
They be, you know what I mean? They be like, yo,
all my
all
big
tall.
Homies are nice guys. Like, all my homies that's
They're
over
like
6'3
gentle
are
giants,
the nicest
bro.
Dudes in the world.
It be the
dudes. Because they kind of got to be.
It be the
man,
dudes that's under mean, 6 feet.
Yeah.
They
be
firecrackers. Firecrackers.
They got all the pistols.
All
the
you be like, yo. No
see, this is the thing. It's like, we relax. Live in a world, of course, ain't nobody trying to fight, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not in this city.
Not, right.
Ain't a fight in the Chinese store in Philly.
I know I can fight. Mm-hmm. I'm 42 years old. I grew up on, Let's go rumble and shake hands.
Absolutely. I'm 41. I know what that's about.
Yeah, let's go. You for real, you don't like? All right, let's go. We could. Nah. Let's roll this L first. That way we can look forward to this L.
Have a little something to talk about it with.
We going to all right, boom. We looking forward to this L. All right, come on. And then we going to rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Then, all right, man. All right, I'm tired.
And I'm about to say, nobody gets stomped
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
No, that's the rule.
Yeah, nobody gets stomped out.
If you down, he down. If you say chill, you chill.
Then it's like, all right, man, all
right. Right.
Then you go like the L. You go like the L, then it be like, yo, man, you really
went through
me,
all that nut ass right. shit.
Yeah, we just
was
really
all
that just all that we did all that huff and puff, the magic dragon shit for nothing.
Correct.
Nigga, like, man, I knew you was gonna do that shit, so fuck it. Like, yeah. Nigga wanted it the whole time anyway. It's just he had something to get off, man.
Yeah,
see if it'll work.
Yeah, so no,
but
I don't.
That's why we gotta teach these kids how to fight and how and boxing and
I take
once you comfortable
boxing.
With these, you don't right. feel the need to always toss them.
Right.
Now,
you gotta know what weapon
people.
To use, though.
Right.
A lot of
so,
people using the wrong weapons
right. so
in the
now,
wrong situation.
Use this.
You when people
this
mouthing
first,
mm-hmm.
the right way.
Mm. Yeah. You gotta put it
the
together.
Right way.
Because yeah. I walk
do
away.
Them the right
I,
way.
I walk away from a lot.
As you should, and I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. One, I almost said I'm proud of you.
Listen.
Let's hit the clap button for that.
Right. Hold up.
So,
I got you.
I've been with my lady. I've been with my lady for 7+ years.
Awesome.
I haven't committed a crime in 7+ years.
Shake your hand at that. That's you a pat on the back, but I got to shake her head at that. That's the gangster.
I haven't committed.
She the real gangster.
I haven't. Not a crime.
She showed you how to be a real gangster.
It's like every, you ain't gotta do it that way.
Everything I do is legal. It's time I had two jobs. I was going to work at Toyota, and then I was getting off washing dishes at a little restaurant. Mm-hmm. I was the food boy. You had to, they want this. All right, I go get it and whatever.
You're the runner.
And,
I know the grind.
Yeah, I was the boy in the back doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I was there when he got off the second job.
You know how important that is? Yeah. Remember the boy came home and was in the kitchen and all of that? Man, you need somebody to stop you from jumping in the back of that motherfucking car, yo.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, in a real way.
Right. So, in that...
Because you a man with pride and bills. Take a lot. Take a lot, man.
Life.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. I had to have two jobs at one time.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. I'm absolutely good. I got one job. Yeah, you know I mean, I can talk all that. Yeah, I pay the bill. Mm-hmm. I can talk.
Feel good though.
But it wasn't
feel
like
good
that.
Do that without looking over your shoulder.
Yes, it wasn't always like that though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It wasn't always like that.
But
I had the little.
Pull you over. You just got a little bit of weed.
I got the cannabis cart.
Yeah.
This is my medicine, officer.
That's what
now,
I'm
leave
saying.
Me alone.
You got a little bit of weed.
Yeah.
Ain't about shit.
Yeah.
I got medicinal services.
Wait, look, now I'm a vet, so I don't want
to. Now I got a website. I got a website. I sell clothes.
I don't want
to.
I don't sell drugs. I sell cannabis clothing. People be like, yo, you got weed for sale? I'd be like,
no,
bro,
no.
I ain't sold weed. I don't know how. I don't even want to sell weed. I smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. I be around people that sell it, and God knows it's tempting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It is tempting.
No. When you move around like us, it kind of be like, damn, I might as well just keep something on me because everybody be needing.
Yeah, and plus
something in the process. Some you got some wraps, you got some wood, you got a lighter.
We gas station.
Yeah.
And we roll certified. Like so we got the diamond tester for weed.
You got the
got the little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yes.
So
I can test your weed
and
tell you the THC percentage, and we can also grade your cannabis.
I don't want to know. You might make me smack my homie.
That's the purpose.
I ain't gonna lie. I got good batch this time. Hold on.
No, that's the purpose because when we well when I was growing up, I sold tree and it was in a clear bag and now they sell tree in all these little bags.
Glow in the dark bags.
So now they selling you the bag and not the tree because the tree that's in it be dirt.
Bro,
but the bag be good.
You speaking nice to bag. The choir, bro. I stopped buying weed off of names a long time ago.
Yeah.
I look at this shit, I ask you the price, and if it's worth it, I buy it. Because y'all done fucked the names up a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't even know.
Now you selling me brands of shit that the white man own. You selling me Skittles.
Yeah. Yeah, you making up names.
Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, right. They just making
like,
up names. Come
this
on,
is
bro.
Ridiculous.
This, let me just, okay, it look good. All right.
You know what that shit sound like to me? Snickle Fritz.
It
sound like the Snickle Fritz.
Listen. Snickle Fritz?
We'll drink to that.
Cut it out.
Listen, I'll be like, yo, can y'all stop making up names of this shit? Like I said, I'm 42.
Mm-hmm. Names.
I go, and when I was growing up, we had Haze, Hydro, Comba, Arizona. You know, we had, it was like a couple of them.
When you was growing up, you had Arizona, Comba, and Dro.
And Dro.
You got Haze when you was damn near grown, bro.
I was.
You was 17, 18 years old when Purple came out.
I was.
Because I remember when the Haze hit, my homegirl from the Bronx had 15s on campus, and I used to get them for dimes.
Listen, you ain't never lying.
I used to smoke 3 L's of that shit a day, because that was all I could afford, and it was skimpy.
How about this?
And I used to light it, put it down. I would light the L 3 times.
I'm from Nice 10.
Look.
I called my homie and told him, yo, I fucks with y'all, I love y'all, but it's me and the Purple from here on out.
I'm going to let you know, I'm going to say this
again. I'm not sharing. I'm not sharing.
I'm from Nice Town.
I understand. Told y'all from uptown.
If there's somebody that had that D before Nice Town, please talk to me off camera because I don't believe you.
I wasn't in the city. Oh, you talking about Sour?
Yes.
I wasn't in the city at the time.
I'm saying? I'm
not a good gauge. I was in Baltimore.
No, because people who know, they know.
Leave it in the comments.
You know,
shout out to Baltimore. I used to live down there.
Listen, shout out to the guys that brought it to my hood.
We ain't got to do all that.
No, but they still got some gas in Baltimore.
Because listen.
Murder land.
Listen, so. The D, when that D hit the city.
I'm out there all the time.
When that diesel hit the city, cuz.
Different.
Smell it around. I'm talking about, you could only get 50s. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no, mm-hmm. it was only that. 50s
I
and
do
up.
Remember that.
50s and up. If you ain't had 50, and this was a time when people was going half on a nick. So certain people couldn't even get that 50.
You know what turned me out? I love sour. Headband had me open. Headband had me on some shit. It was different. I was like, y'all keep talking that sour shit.
Straightforward.
Yeah. Cause, and that's what's crazy. My plug used to have sour and headband. But he would run out the sour. I'd be like, thank you. You still got some headband right, left? Like, right. You idiots keep buying the other shit.
How about the best weed I ever smoked in my whole life? I only smoked it one time. Can't even
me too.
Find it.
It was called Dark Knight.
Well, mine was called Canadian Skunk.
The name's just like Canadian iconic.
Skunk. Now watch this. My daughter's birthday coming up, December 15th. I smoked it on the 14th at nighttime, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go in the crib. I'm so high. I laid in the bed with jeans and Timberlands on.
Mm-hmm.
Made my cursing meat all the way out.
Mm-hmm. You dead wrong.
Wake up. Gotta go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So boom. She had the big bag ready, all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Roosevelt Boulevard, ride 5 miles an hour.
Oh my God, on the way to the hospital.
My baby mom drove herself to the hospital pregnant.
So
we get to Jefferson. Uh-huh. I don't know why she picked Jefferson. Like, we drive past Temple, Hindman, remember Hindman?
A woman knows where she want to get birth.
We go, so boom, we go to the, what is it called? Jefferson. Boom, we pull up on the side, on the curb, because you know you can't even do that.
Yeah.
Boom, pull up on the curb. Bang, I get out. Now I grab her. Boom. You know what I mean?
Oh, now you're useful?
Yeah, I was useful. I was useful at that point.
He's responsive.
I was. I got her, boom, then bang, got her in the wheelchair. Boom, we roll up. So we in there. So they about to do the epidural. So you gotta be still. So you gotta hold her hands and stuff, right? So I'm holding hands. My hands like this. I'm shaking like a mug.
You shaking her.
The doctor said, yo, somebody get him some water. Because I was about to pass out.
Yeah, you was on your way.
So boom, they give me some grape juice, water.
Got the shakes.
My mom and them come up the thing later. They
she
open
is
up
funny
the,
with the ad-libs, yo. She's killing me.
She opened up the they open up the elevator. My mom said, ooh, it smell like weed up here.
Oh, shit.
The nurse says, in there.
It's your man.
My
your
mom man. Says.
It's your man's mama.
Gotta be my
that's
son.
That's crazy.
Your man smell
so
like.
So remember they had the flight jackets back in the day? They took my flight jacket and I, for some reason, I had on a long sleeve t-shirt. I don't even know if they sell them now. I had a long sleeve white tee on.
But yeah.
They took my clothes and put it in another room because it couldn't be in
you
the same room with
you
with her.
About to have a baby high.
Canadian skunk, cuz.
Bro, my
the
story
best
you
weed
have the
I ever
high.
Smoked in my life. I never synced it again.
My story.
I'm still searching for it.
My story different. I bought like a half a pound, right, of this shit, and that shit sell quick, right? Back when I was doing weight, right, but. But the first time I smoked it, I was on my way to work. Like, I had a job in Chipotle in the kitchen. So I blow on the way to work, because once you get over that grill, ain't nobody smell none of that
no,
shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Smell like food.
Smell like
I
food.
Burn like a third of the L on the way to work. I get to work, it's 90-something degrees.
Ooh.
They call me outside for a fucking meet, and I'm in trouble. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Somebody done snitched on me. One of my
uh-oh.
Coworkers is in my meeting.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking at this motherfucker like,
wait
oh,
a
yeah,
minute.
You tell him.
Dick eating boy too, like, you know what I mean? Backbiting boy too, be talking to me about everybody boy. Like, I already wasn't feeling it.
Blue Falcon.
So I'm like, cause I'm like, you don't even know me, I just got here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's sitting there and they like, you didn't do this, that, and the third. And the whole time they talking, I'm high as shit and I feel like I'm melting. And when they finished talking, I think they expected
wow.
me to like argue or
be
something.
Be mad, right.
Yeah.
I said, y'all right.
To respond,
I didn't
right.
do that. I said, y'all know who y'all had trained me? He never showed me none of that. Showed me where it's at. I had no problem doing it. Went back in work, looking at the boy like, you fucking nut. You could have told me, bro.
You
know
thought
what I'm
you, you thought you, now, but you got yourself now.
Now you a nut. Now watch this. So then I go back in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm in Chipotle kitchen. You got to cut cilantro.
Hey,
you know what I mean? Got to cut a lot of cilantro when you first get on shift. Whole lot.
Like that guacamole.
And cilantro
now.
Hard as shit to cut because it gets wet and sticky.
Yes,
so you
got
to cut it in a way where it stays mm-hmm. dry. It's a whole technique to this shit.
Yep.
You gotta cut sideways, spin it. Like it's a whole thing.
Yep.
I'm cutting. I feel like I'm doing this. My man is like, bro, you all right? I said, I'm good. What's up? He said, you're standing there going like this. I said, oh shit. Mind you, I just got out the meeting with my bosses like that. I'm like, I ain't even know I'm this roasted. So I get off work.
Okay.
Fast forward to get off work, right? I'm on my way to AC, meet my lady. You know what I'm saying? It's my birthday. I get on the highway. Took a long time to get to the highway from my gig. When I get on the highway, I spark the L back up. Smoke another third of the L.
It's a roach by then. It's all bro, hard.
I got about this much left. I sit it down. I'm like, I can't do it.
Got THC.
I get the roll in the AC, bro. I am dipping. I mean, like, dipping hard. But I'm so close to AC, and I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying? Damn. She already got the room and all that. My homies called my phone because it's me and my little cousin's birthday is the same day. And my homie was with my cousins, and they all called me. Yo, ugly, happy fucking birthday, you ugly. But they woke me up, bro. That's the only way I made it to the hotel. Wow. I couldn't fathom, even after he told me I was cutting in slow motion, I couldn't fathom this weed was that fucking strong, bro.
Listen, when he got in the car with the weed, my man, it looked it like kryptonite, cuz.
This shit was dark.
No, this shit looked like kryptonite. Then when he opened it, we was already uptown. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out my guys on, what's that, Fayette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Fayette.
All right, so then you know, yeah. my guys, up. Rest in peace, O and them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went, is uptown. Okay.
Yeah, my guy, my one of my homies now went to he went to Parkway, so he went to school with them with those guys.
Yeah.
See, so that's how I know some guys. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to say you name some shit.
My man went to school with my, as I said, rest in peace, O. Mm-hmm. Dom.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And we was already up there with them, and we already had some, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then my man get in the car. And when he opened the bag, what we was already smoking, we ain't smelling no more.
Let me ask you a question. That's y'all crazy. was in the hub part of the block.
Mm-hmm. With a little basketball court at? Yeah, with a little dead end part at?
Where they used to sell the fluffy dimes at?
Yep.
So y'all was smoking the fluffy dimes.
Yeah.
And he pulled out that shit. My West Philly niggas used to come uptown. Grab like 10 of them, so, like go I said, back down west and break like them I'm down. Trying to,
listen, I'm from the town. And my man was cool with them. So whenever it used to get hot or whatever, we wanted to chill. We used to. And my
Shout out my man Titty back then, man.
My man, oh, his birthday, he a tourist. And my friend, shout out my guy Herb. Because my guy Herb put me on him, guys. That's my guy.
Be careful, your mic on the table.
You know what I'm saying? And he a tourist too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they used to celebrate their birthdays and stuff like that. And
I'm about to say, why we talk about these niggas' signs?
No, because that's how I used to like be around them. And
I know what you mean. Yeah, tis the season to turn up. So then
man. And shout out to the uptown man. This, you know, I used to
been in some caravans if you was rolling around with them. Y'all been 12 cars of that shit.
Yeah. Them boys used to roll deep, and I used to like them. When they used to go out, all of them used to be like, all of them used to have fresh, like, mm-hmm. I like the day, they squad, how they move. Mm-hmm. It used to make me and my homies move like that. So when we go out, yo, everybody get the fresh lay, or we all would be on the same level of freshness.
I'm glad you said that, bro. Yeah. Because that's how uptown niggas got a bad rep. They was like, they just all pretty boys. Like, niggas was getting money, was on some fly shit.
No,
like,
they was, so I'm going to let you
know. We didn't want to be grimy.
Yeah, it was. I'm from Nicetown. We didn't want to be grimy neither. Yeah. We got
but
some,
you know,
grime.
Some pockets of the city where it was just like they dress like where they from.
Yeah,
and it's
not
a positive thing.
No. I'm cool. I used to go to parties with them, and if they was fly, I used to want to be fly.
Up. Yeah, man.
Yeah, no. I enjoy.
We used to be the youngest niggas in the parties, first ones buying bottles. Like, we was playing a game.
So listen, I ain't gonna
hold
you.
What he supposed to be there?
So because of my mans and them rolling around with dudes like that, I ain't even no drinker. I go in the party. Shout out my guy Will. We go in the party. This one, the song "Wipe Me Down" first came out. he go and he buy all of us a bottle. So I got a bottle in my hand. Mm-hmm. "Wipe Me Down" came on. I don't even like that song.
How don't you like "Wipe Me Down"? That's
hold on.
I'm about to put that on the board.
She
like
after that day, that's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't even talking lyric. I'm talking about song.
But that's what happens when a lot of shit that people don't like, they haven't been in that vibe. Like, one of my favorite songs to this day in the club is, I be feeling like the man when I walk through.
Yeah.
Because I've been standing on the couch many a nights when that song came on, and it feel like the wind start blowing in that bitch, bro. Like, my shirt just start flapping. Like,
Wipe
it just,
Me Down came
it just
on,
feel right.
And, like, where we was at, they mm-hmm. was, like, wiping us down, and it was, I felt like a star, bro. I ain't know a bottle could do that.
No, it's different back then.
So, back then, every back so then me and my different. Friends, we was called the Bottle Boys.
I knew it. Bro.
Every time we went to a party, no, I got to get a bottle
of... I was about
to
say Bottle Boys when you said he bought everybody a bottle. I was about to say Bottle Boys. That's bottle crazy.
Boys. Yep, me and... Shout out Hizzy.
I told y'all house. A year younger than you, nigga. I seen a lot of shit that you see.
Bottle Boys used to be in Transit mm-hmm. and all that. They used to have nightlife back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, before all this social media, all that.
I
the people
Bottle
used to,
Boys.
They used to follow you around with
this. Oh, I'm pissed that I ain't say it. I really was about to say Bottle Boys.
Me and my
like,
friends, that's what we called ourselves.
No, that's a fact.
Because
that's a fact.
We never went nowhere without a bottle. Because when you was in the club with the bottles, you
shit
got all the love.
Became mandatory.
It became mandatory.
It became mandatory, yo. Okay. If you I had got a, spoiled.
If you had like a Heineken or something.
You was looked at like.
No, that's the problem. Everywhere I go, niggas will buy enough bottles for the table, the section, whatever have you. I be going to the bar like, let me get 6 Heinekens. Because I drink beer. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to just get one beer because y'all done bought all these fucking bottles. So if anybody else wants to partake in some beer,
right.
But I look like the weirdo. But it's like, no, I need a beer to watch this fucking Henny down.
I saved my money.
Can't just drink Henny all night.
I saved my money just to buy at least 2 bottles.
All the time?
Yes.
And you weren't drinking them?
Yeah, I was drinking them. One time.
I used to not drink my champagne bottles. I used to be like, if they don't sell cognac bottles, I'm not buying one. And niggas would still buy me a bottle.
Out of bottle, cuz. That he didn't buy. But he was flogging for some chicks. And he poured it on the chick.
Been there.
Chick was bad. You can't say nothing. He young. We had to pay the guard. We had to pay the guard extra money to let him in.
Yeah. I was the young one. I was at a bachelor party and I drew. But yeah.
Yeah. That was the time.
I'm like, Nani, what you doing?
I said something to Shorty. She said, I ain't get mad at you when you poured all that shit on me. I was like, you right.
We smoking in the club. We smoked 1L. Security guard boy, he ain't say nothing. We lit the 2nd L. When I tell you this man was moving like Lawrence Teller towards us.
Oh, my God.
And the way I and passed and tucked it, when he ran up on me, ran through my hands, I'm like, oh, I ain't got it. He like, I just seen it. I'm like, what you seen? What? What you talking about?
So you smoking that L, young blood.
Hate you niggas. You know he seen you smoking.
First you ain't shared ass.
That man looked
smoked.
Like he could pick me up with one hand. I was mad super skinny. Like I wasn't, you know, whatever size I am now. I was like, I don't got it. Scared to death.
I had a bouncer move the mother. Like I'm in the club and I'm at the point where we've been here so long, I really need to burn. And I run into my man and he burned. The L look like that. I'm like, let me catch it real quick.
Right.
Just need to deuce it, get my balance. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he like, hold up. This nigga hit that shit like 12 times real quick
like
and passed me a roach.
Like Snoop.
Yeah. He swing me the roach. So now he done made it hot where we standing at before he handed it to me.
Man,
so now I
gotta
move around. You know what I'm saying? So I'm walking towards the bar. I hit this shit like 2-3 times. It's damn near gone. I toss it towards the dance floor. Security boy rushed me. Push me, get off. I'm like, yo, what is you doing? Same shit you was on. I'm like, yo, what is you doing? This nigga went to the dance floor, moved everybody out the fucking way, and felt some shit smaller than that.
Oh, like Pineapple Express in the street.
Like Pineapple Express.
And went to throw me out the club. I'm like, bro, don't touch me. I'm walking. Like, it's cool. Like, bro, like.
Yeah, like, listen.
But I was so ready to smoke. I wasn't even tripping about not being in the club no more. Like,
right.
But for all that, you just blew my little 2 hits, dickhead.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to go roll a real
this
one.
Nigga scavenger hunting for the fucking roach, bro. He made niggas move off the dance floor.
I told you, Bull came at me like Lawrence Taylor.
Them niggas don't be playing.
He was like,
I got
sharp.
One of them niggas fired by accident one time.
I was like, like, oh, I'm, all right, you're right, bro. And we ain't do nothing but go in the bathroom and smoke.
But this the twist, though. You got to be careful with that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, now it's different now. This
no,
I'm talking
not
back
you,
in the day.
Them. You know what I mean? Nice, we swarmed the bouncers.
So I'm going to let
like,
you know.
You said you going to the party with 12 cars full of niggas.
Yeah.
We outnumber security already when we hit the door.
Yeah.
If you touch somebody that's not supposed to be touched, you're not going home.
Now that is a thing.
It ain't enough for y'all.
That's
just
crazy.
Talking about security.
It's not
on
enough
the show.
For y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. Yeah, we just were
talking
about security.
Talking about
we
how
we
the
have
security
made
searched.
Violating all my
search.
Privacy. I
Hold
said,
on.
Ooh, what I
got?
I got
one for you.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna say I'm
gonna because
I'm
on your show. Is this an OBGYN appointment? I'm
a female from the LGB community. I'm gonna be correct.
Like, hold on.
We ain't trying to get you canceled. We want you to get this break. A female from the LGBT community. The way she grabbed me.
I had to look at him. Do I know you?
As a man, I felt violated. I was like, I was like, oh God, you're touching me.
Man, look.
Like I've never been, and I'm a man, and you know that's a female. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you,
right?
You know what I mean? So your brain kind of, you know what I mean?
It gets weird. Know,
y'all need some.
Yeah,
wands.
It's like okay, that's a girl touching me, but
no.
You're not supposed to do that.
That's not even legal.
Excuse me, security agent.
You just gotta feel.
First thing I'm saying is that's me. Once you keep going, you drawing, motherfucker.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you.
I couldn't even think of the own.
I was like,
you saw that.
I took a deep breath because it was, you know how like stuff be going in like slow mo time, but like it's moving. Like, you know how I mean? Like, you might be in this.
Yeah, that's what stopped you from choking it.
Man.
Okay, well, so whatever dimension I was in at that second, mm-hmm. It was like.
It was the weed.
It was the weed.
This is a female, so this is not a man. So I don't got to hook this boy.
You think about it, but you don't react.
But this is a female.
I should have. Bop the hell out this lady,
but yo, lady, I don't think you allowed to grope me like that. Like you just that's you like mm-hmm. like
no ma'am. Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? It was weird.
She go home every night, tell her girlfriend about the line.
Yeah, that security guard
strap bigger than mine. Never mind.
I don't even get the listen. I ain't like how she was touching my like she did it more than one time. I did a
like I said. I don't know what you were saying. I'm saying
like I ain't gonna lie.
Like you ain't feel it the first time.
It's not even just that though. Like, and women don't understand this. I walked in the club one night.
Yeah, that was weird.
And within 15 minutes, 3 different girls grabbed my dick. And it wasn't the best fucking feeling in the world. Oh, it wasn't like flattering. It was weird as shit.
That don't feel. It was.
Especially as maybe girls expect their ass to get grabbed in the club. A nigga don't expect to just get handled on a random. And I don't even know who hand that was. But I knew they was women because I'm walking past groups of women.
Yeah, you see,
but they playing the guy game. They doing the niggas at the Greek joint. Like, somebody smack her ass and dip back in the crowd. Like,
oh,
that's what I'm trying to tell you. As a dude, that's a little
weird.
Nobody does that to dudes.
Weird. That's weird. Yo.
That's invasive. Like, why is you grabbing pipes out here, man? You ain't no plumber.
And chicks would be like, so why you ain't go see? Why you ain't go see who wanted it? No, because I don't want her.
Yeah, like, that's not
sexy.
Yeah, that ain't. I don't like that. You just violated me. Now I like the girl that didn't violate me.
Bitch, buy me a drink first.
Let me see what you look like first.
Yeah. Buy me a drink first.
See, some men don't have that.
Like,
problem.
Don't just pull my hair. Neither.
So hold up. Ooh,
don't be still.
I know we get mad off of, but check this out because I'm loving talking. This vibe. So,
shit, you gave all your resume at the top of the show. We can just talk.
So listen, hold up, look. www.rosecertified.com. You know, on the radio, we got to do drops.
Yep.
Yeah, you know I mean, so yeah, go to www.rosecertified.com. If you're not Rose certified, go get certified. You smoke weed. Everybody that smokes weed, they need a certification. So go get certified. Go get a bong bunny, bud bunny. If you got kids, I got autism awareness clothing for kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you against perks and zannies, I got plants over pills.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give Eric all them joints out there in Frankfurt.
I've done a lot of work with the autistic community and the spectrum and alike. And yeah.
Yeah, so yes. You know what I mean? So, you know.
That's major to me that y'all got that. And
I have autistic children.
You was in the middle of your story.
I'm going to give I had to do the drops.
Yeah,
so listen,
you got.
We live in a world, right, where like a lot of females, they just be thinking that guys, we just like anything, right? And there are guys that when they was corny growing up, then they were smart, right? So then they went on to get good jobs,
mm-hmm.
which allowed them nice clothes mm-hmm. and funding.
Mm-hmm.
But they're corny still.
Mm-hmm.
So those dudes might want to smash anything because...
Or pay anything.
Yeah, because they're not used to attention.
And they're not used to using their fucking vocabulary to get women.
Right. So there we go. But there are people who been, you know, if you're comfortable with yourself, then you could say you've been handsome since day one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You've been a like huggable, lovable type of guy since day one. Ah. You know what I'm saying? You've been a, you know, the girls liked you. You mm-hmm. was cool. Mm-hmm. You was a cool guy. You sat at the cool table at school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People liked you. Mm-hmm. Now, guys that sat at the cool table at school, you got a chance to say, no, no, yeah.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
No, no, yeah. You got a chance
Matter
to do
fact,
that.
Y'all.
Or that, right?
If you was in third grade, you could say y'all.
But
they'd be all best friends.
But people be thinking that, you know what I'm saying? That people, grade. That guys
that shit
is,
ended in like fifth, I was devastated.
Is
like, I'm in trouble.
You, and you. And it's like, no, I don't like you because of this. I don't like you because of that. There are dudes with standards.
Right.
Just like how I don't want to smoke dirt. I don't want to, you know, there are men with
standards.
I'd
rather beat my dick than trick. And if she don't suck, then we don't fuck. I mean, like, that was a fat, ugly motherfucker told y'all that.
A fat dude said that. he was confident.
He definitely charismatic than a motherfucker, though.
Shout out my guy, House. I hung with a dude that was big like Biggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't tell him nothing.
Me too.
That's all I'm going to say. My like God. Like you, like I felt like, you know, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm sharp or whatever. You can't tell me. Listen, because you know when you got the fresh lay or the fresh ball D and your fresh.
Rest in peace, Kyle. My guy brother was big and black. He went on like 10 proms.
Wow.
My man, House.
I felt like he went on a prom every day when I was young. Like, God damn, another nigga, we
one?
Up here again?
Another one?
Yo.
Wow.
And my man, House, used to be like, I don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
No. I like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And not my vibe.
And you thinking, oh, because he fat, he could... Nah, stop playing. That man was together. You know what I mean? My OG was getting paper. Will fresh, whatever.
You
had standards.
When you a big nigga, you gotta pay. It ain't no getting clothes for cheap. It ain't no getting no little car. It ain't no
no.
Like my big my six,
no my old head definitely paid like he yeah, yes he did.
My 6'6"
yes.
homie, we was
yes,
on our way.
Did.
Right.
We
yes,
went to
did.
The breakfast store one day. Guy. And I got a 6'6" homie that like when I order a cheesesteak, he get a cheesesteak and a hoagie and finish them Jones by the time I finish my cheesesteak. So one day I'm like, all right, I'm gonna pay for breakfast because he always be looking out and he was driving his day. So I'm like, I got breakfast, but I didn't tell him. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna pay for it. This nigga ordered like 3 platters for breakfast. I started rethinking this shit before I fucking got to the register. Like, but he ate all that shit. And it wasn't because I was paying. So it was what it was. Like, it cost to be a big nigga, man.
My OG took me to an all you can eat place, right? You know how they got appetizers?
Mm-hmm.
His appetizers before he ate, I was like, bro, I would have been full
of appetizers. That's it right there.
That was my guy.
But see, my aunt was funny. I told somebody the other day, I said, my aunt would be like, yeah, we should get some shrimp and tell the people in the back of the market to fry shrimp while we shopping and shit. Next thing you know, we walking around the market eating all the goddamn shrimp before she go home and make dinner. Like, what are we doing, yo?
What are we doing? Yeah.
What are we doing?
Confidence. Certain people is confident. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of unconfident guys. So when a female be, hey, then yeah, they biting. You know what I mean? Or they got a girl and it's they easy to be swayed from their relationships and stuff like that. Cause they really don't got confidence. Cause confident dudes don't do that.
And like on a woman's side, it's like a lot of women put everything into how they look or those three things. I cook, clean and suck dick or whatever to have you.
After 35, none of that matters.
And it's like, bro, I'm
gonna tell you.
If you like, you know how girls like to compare your new girl to them if they your ex? Uh-huh. It's like, whatever he wound up with is a result of the fact that probably what you put him on to. This motherfucker probably said, yo, I don't need that. I need a real woman. I don't need a headache. You see what I'm saying? And then as you get crazy, it's like, no, stop putting everything into the fact that you can wear heels and sneakers. Nobody fucking cares where it does.
So when you're over 35, it's about your... We just was talking about this. It's about your character, your personality, and your work ethic.
Do we get along?
And that's that.
In real life. Like, can I come home and not be like,
do I feel...
Why am I here?
So
you know how many years we go growing up thinking that that's the way, like...
I'm with my girl all the time.
I'm going to just have this headache.
No, listen. I'm with her all the time. And they be like, yo, you with your girl all the time. How y'all do that? I said, well, she not just my girl.
Oh, I'm a hybrid.
That's my girl and my homie at the same time.
She a real one.
I'm a hybrid.
You see what I'm saying? But I knew that's the type of person that I, you know what I'm saying?
That's going to balance you out.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I don't go certain places because I'm with my girl. If there's going to be drama.
Well, I'm going
to
take her around.
I'm not. It's my duty as a man to not take my girl. I'm not taking my girl into that.
No.
So if you see me and her, mm-hmm. that's an automatic no drama zone.
Absolutely.
Then go gas station. Mm-hmm. This is no drama zone.
Nori always say something similar about what LL told him on tour. Because, you know, LL mm-hmm. is that nigga.
Right.
And he like, Nori was like, yo, niggas used to be fucking off doing whatever. All these women wanted LL. And LL would go straight to his room with his wife and his kids and all of that. He like, why you always got your wife with you? Like, you tripping. You know, Nori young and wild at the time. Mm-hmm. LL said, I keep my wife with me because I've never gotten in trouble when my wife was with me.
Right.
He said, I have never gotten in trouble when my wife with me. You don't hear no scandals about L.
Right.
None of that crazy shit.
Right.
Because he had his wife with him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's a jewel.
That's
a jewel. If you get in the shit with your woman, then y'all even got to stay in the house and pick new partners.
Listen.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If y'all running around the streets tearing shit up together,
if
what
you
the
can't,
fuck is this,
if
a video
you,
game?
If you can't be cool, if
you got
you
double
can't
dragons?
Be cool with both of us,
right.
You can't be cool with none of us.
Right.
Like, we go places and it's certain females that they might be all smiley in my face.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't show her no respect, then it's like, oh, all right, you already let me know your hand, and now I can't really bang with you like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, we might go somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And it might be certain dudes that, you know, they might be, you know. And what I do is, and what we both do is,
mm-hmm.
let's say I see that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I do? I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because my lady can handle herself.
She's not around to play.
If she see it, I can step away because I can handle myself. We got businesses. We public figures.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't making no scenes in no publics over no caddy. We definitely we don't get down like that.
I explain that to people all the time.
We definitely ain't do. We a brand.
Mm-hmm.
We grown ups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to do that. I don't like you. I know I'm not going home. I'm getting in the car with her. Me and her going home together. I don't care what you say, and I'm never gonna be able to call you because I'll be with her all the time. There is no time. So
is no time.
So unless you want to do business,
right?
And if you want to do business, guess what? You gotta go do business with her.
How are you? How can we help you?
Yeah, if you really. So this is a thing I do.
Right.
People that talk to me and only me, sometimes I'm gonna let out a little secret on your show.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
That mean they full of shit. Because I sent all the business to her.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cool with Lady Steph,
mm-hmm.
I know you about your business.
And I could gauge things that way too, with a slight exception. Because
it's certain people that's they, you know, but for the general.
But if we handling business, 9 times out of 10, if it's not booking, then you're going to have to deal with her. You see what I'm saying? But if it's booking related and certain other little instances, people really just deal with me because she does so much of the other shit.
Oh, it's definitely things I handle, but like I said, for the most part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you ain't dealing with her on certain form, like,
yeah.
Yo, oh, you want to be a guest on the show? Like, say I go to people, yeah, you want to be a guest? Oh, you, but when you really want to be a guest? Yo, who run the Instagram? She run, you know what I'm saying? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh, you need an email or something? All right, but yeah. you need the business proposal set out to you?
Fucking Batman.
You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, I'm just the... You know, I'm the face of the company.
Mm-hmm.
But if you about your business,
so are we
definitely about our business. But I cipher through that with my chattering.
I tell people all the time that all I do is talk.
I just talk.
All I do is talk.
I talk. So, but Say I go up to somebody handing my business card, and I'm and they telling me what they do, and I'm like, man, you sound like you. Hey, babe. Boom, boom, boom. Then I spin off.
Yeah, that's my twist too.
I spin right off, and I'm over to the next person because I know she over there. Boom, they didn't exchange the numbers. They didn't got the emails.
It's funny. I had somebody say, yo, every time I ask you something, every time I say I got to talk to you, you tell me I got to talk to her. It was a guy, though, to be clear. And I was like, do you want to talk about on camera or do you want to talk about behind the camera? And he was like, behind the camera.
There you go.
Why would you talk to me about that?
Right.
You're going to have me in the middle of your conversation. And I understand some people call themselves being respectful, but when you overly respectful, now I'm worried about you.
So,
because now you don't trust yourself.
So when certain people say that to me, that's a you know, being respectful. You don't have to say that. Being respectful is just being respectful.
Be respectful.
But if you got to tell me, hey, you don't say hi, whatever, you know, I'll be respectful. No, now that you said that, now I got a little boom, you know, you might be cutting your eye a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
A little check mark.
All right, you know what I mean? You know, I ain't mad because I just seen something. What the lady said, she said, you know, safety and whatever.
Mm-hmm. We got to put the commercial at the beginning of this, by the way. I forgot to do the drop.
I'm overly confident. My father, I only had one out of, you know, ladies I dealt with. My dad said no. This the one right here.
Oh, shit.
My pop.
Yeah.
My pop said, yeah, he needs somebody like you because she the opposite of me. She mad, calm. You know what I mean?
She got some sense.
She nice. She be caring about
not
stuff.
Not to degrade my brother. He got sense, too.
I be I'm just caring. Fucking,
yeah, she be caring about stuff that I don't even be wanting to care about. Like, oh, my God. Care about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's life, right? So she nice. She has consideration.
You know what I'm saying?
She's real considerate.
Being considerate is half the fucking battle, ain't it?
Yes. Because I'm
half the fucking... You was fucking up all this time because you weren't being considerate.
Aggression is you know, I'm you know, I'm aggressive.
That's selfish.
So, you know...
That's self-serving.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm fucking
with
you.
No, I ain't, you know what I mean?
That's self-serving.
So, you know, she be all nice and whatever, and, you know, that make me be like that.
That's back to the balance, man.
I get to think of dope ideas like TV shows and stuff and highlighting people and, you know what I mean? So, now I'm doing music, like...
Right, yeah.
Like...
Oh, you got features from all my homies.
Yeah, yeah, how about that?
I did a song with everybody around me. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Right. He just popped up and got everybody on record.
Well, Sonny 215, that's my man. The first day I met homie, he was at 1122 Studio.
I met him when he was 13.
Every artist that had that show that was at that event that day, mm-hmm. I told him I was... Yeah, I'm 98.5 FM. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I came in with Sister Talia. Mm-hmm. He said, "You with Talia? You 98.5?" Mm-hmm. He walked us up the steps.
Yep.
He made every single artist sit down with us.
We did an interview.
I ain't even gonna hold you. I was nervous.
Oh yeah, you was sweating bullets.
People be thinking that. Like now, I'm used to it. But when I first started, like, people thought I was some type of professional interview guy. I'm like, yo, dog, I'm nervous. I'm happy you here. Matter of fact, you're going to talk more than me. I'm like, yo, I'm setting you up right now. You about to do all the talking so I can get your hand chips.
Bro, I got tossed right into this shit. Like,
I got tossed into it, too.
And it was like, I know what you mean, but see, now, and this is what I had to stop doing. I just started drinking. Like, I had to stop drinking as much early on because you wind up having a long-ass day of interviews and your last 30, you out of your mind when it should only be like your last 30.
So, yeah, man, my guy, Sonny.
Your last 5.
Like, then he came to the station, like, and every time I come around him, he just, yo, boom, his energy crazy, you know what I'm saying? He a bright spirit boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like
from the first time I met him.
He's higher energy than me, but we have the same goal in the room. We want to connect dots. We want to put people with people they supposed to be around.
That's what he was doing. He was like, listen, you got an interview like this. That's the thing. Yeah, man, you want to connect with this person. You want boom, you want bang, you want bang. Man, yeah, that's, so I'm just sitting here like just listening to him like, yeah.
Shout out to Lovely Lay Beats. When I introduced him to Lovely Lay, and I went to the studio with them when they first met and all of that. And he got in there and just started putting her on. He's explaining stuff to her. He's telling them how they going to roll out a song they ain't make yet. Like, he's doing everything. And then he's just introducing her to everybody, telling her where to pull up at.
When I called him, because, like, I'm from Nice Town, so he be doing a Nice Town fest.
Yep.
In the summertime or whatever. And I'm, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, man.
Right, the CDC give back.
The CDC give back.
Yep.
So, I'm like, yo, man, you know, I want to do a track with you. I'm like, you know what I mean? I like, but I know you nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to hear what I'm, you know, because I don't want to diminish your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I want to, you know, do a song with you. I know you not, you know, you nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, since I started rapping, a lot of people, I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from rapping.
As you should.
From rapping, I'm so gas station radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the you know, road certified clothing. We have I got a TV show on Roku TV.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to more than one dispensary. I done went to people's, like, where they was growing. Like, I can't tell
cannabis
you where it's
farms,
at.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis farms. And, mm-hmm. you know, I done did sexy smoke and glow episodes with, you know, GG and Sugar Sounds Productions. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I done did wrestling events.
That's fire.
Yo, I got cannabis wrestling events. These dudes was really WWF-ing.
Facts.
I'm talking about bleeding and
barbed
everything.
Barbed wire,
the community
whole
is crazy.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about
shit. Slamming on tables, whole suplex in the backyard.
And,
like,
and,
y'all
you
crazy.
Know, I know. I got shows of this.
I fuck with N.A. Poe, the biggest weed activist in Philly. The one that got arrested down at the Liberty Bell that time and was still blowing smoke in their face, little white boy.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been to some shit. This shit is crazy out
because I be going to these crazy cannabis events,
mm-hmm.
I then bought my camera and started a show called The Road Certified
Show.
As
you should.
So, I'm so focused on that a friend of mine, he was like, yo, you know, get on this song with me, right? I do the song with him. And me and him, we just like, you ain't better than me. What? We talking our stuff.
I'm wondering how this came about. Like,
yeah, me and him, we just talking our stuff to each other. Like, what? All right, rock, put the, man, give me the beat. So boom, we do a
this
song, right?
Silly, yo. You silly as shit, bro.
So boom, so we do the track and we put it out. And when we put it out,
they like it.
The feedback that.
Bro, that shit different, dog.
The feedback was crazy because I be at a lot of rap events to try to get the rappers to come on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So the feedback that I was getting from the rappers was like, yo, who you talking about? I'm like, talking about? I ain't talking about nobody.
You had people in their feelings.
Rappers think everybody talking about them.
For no reason. First song, and I'm talking about you.
They like, yo, I'm
come
talking about
on.
People hit my DM.
Come on.
Yo, you talking about me on that job?
Oh, come on.
I said, first off, you like it? You listen to that job? Okay, that job hot? Like, I was proud.
I'm going to tell you a secret. If you pay attention to artists, they always drop shit like around their birthday.
Okay.
Because, like, it's one thing to get birthday love. It's something completely different when you put out a project or a single or a visual or something, and you get feedback from that. And the birthday, like, it's a whole, they've two different feelings.
And I had a visual.
You know what I'm saying? Because one is like, people think they got to tell me happy birthday.
Yeah.
The other one is a direct reflection of your art. You see what I'm saying? And what you've done. And that shit feel different, yo.
Well, so I'm going to give you another one. So, all right. So now, my guy, he like, yo, we going to do more tracks. So we do more tracks. So we perform in one time. And I'm performing this song that we got. And as I'm performing the song, I was in frozen time. As people moving around and...
Yep, been there.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't never had that happen before. So, I'm just like... And I'm doing my song, but I was froze. I was like, wow, like...
Mm-hmm.
man, this is, you know what I mean? This is crazy. They actually singing the song.
That's what made me start doing crazy shit. Like, I used to jump off of every stage damn near except Chuck Alibis, because that shit too fucking high before they put the railing up. That shit was too high. Yeah. But, like, I would get in my mood and be like, I can do what the fuck I want up here. Like, it's crazy. Like, let's turn it up a little bit more.
So, boom, kept on, you know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom. So, by the time I got to Sunna 215, it was like, yeah, what's up? Boom, I let him hear the beat.
So you play him?
I let him hear the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lady Steph,
she picked the beat?
So you A&R'd it? She produces my music.
You made the damn beat?
Yes. So when she would lay beats, we got the queens. Yeah, she do everything behind the scenes.
I'm here to support and make sure that everything goes.
So Shots Fired is produced by her.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
Yes.
We want to be successful.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
90% of the music that's on my Instagram that I do is produced by her, because I just want to do it because it's her beat. That's what it's all about to me. It's not about me rapping to try to do no rap career. She got beats, and I get high, and I think of dope ideas to them, and then boom.
Well, see,
ad-libs.
It's funny because you make everything sound, matter of fact. You was about to say something?
I said, oh, no, you know, I sing ad-libs. I add on, you know.
No, you've been ad-libbing the whole pot. You are hilarious. But, so I see why you do that. Because he going to be modest about it. You going to turn it up. But, it's just funny because you say a lot of stuff like it's matter of fact, and it's like, but it makes so much sense. Like, all right, for instance, once you start a radio show, you don't necessarily consider yourself media. But in this city, if you do it right, you're media.
Yeah.
Once you become media, that's all encompassing. Now you on red carpets. Now you hosting shit. Now you getting behind the scenes interviews. Now you doing all type of, you know what I mean? Green room shit.
Yes.
Like, it just happens so fast. Say, well, shit, music. You've already been standing in front of everybody and putting yourself out there and being on camera and being on microphone and shit in rooms where 90% of the room doesn't have that responsibility, right? Now, you still got a fucking voice and a message. You still have a presence. You still have connections. So that just ties in to you pushing the shit forward. And then on top of that, she's the producer. So now we get to tell people she dope.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes, like, you say it like it's so matter of fact, but, like, you're in a blessed position, bro. Y'all both are. And I love it. And I know, you know, we've been talking a while, and we could have went through the trials and tribulations, but we could do that another time, too.
Yeah.
But y'all, it ain't all roses.
Right.
But love y'all garden.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love y'all garden, and I'm saying that because y'all rose certified, so I had to make a flower.
Gotcha.
And I was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you see what I did there? I'm a rapper a little bit.
No, then hold up. Then you said you said Cash. So when we started our podcast,
I love Cash.
He was the first person. He was the first rapper that like responded back to me. Like, yeah, Cash, I do that, John, and I came to his studio and you know recorded him. He gave us crazy free, and he's one of the first people that I did the Rose Certified show with.
Dope.
So
shout out my guy, man.
When I had the beat, I'm like, yo, shout out my guy, Iceman Beats. I was like, yo, this beat hot. I can't
put anybody on.
I can't just put anybody on it.
Mm-hmm.
He came across my thing. I was like, it's my man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, what's up? Boom, boom. I got the studio time. I got whatever your charge is. And da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Here go the beat.
Mm-hmm.
I spit to him what I was saying, because he hot.
Niggas don't realize, like,
he hot.
He's a dope battle rapper, but he can rap.
No, he hot. I know.
He's a dope battle rapper because he can rap.
I know.
Like I think people get it confused because he posts the battle shit all the time.
I knew him before he decided to do that.
Yeah, but I think people get it confused. So I just wanted to be clear.
Yes.
While we speaking on my boy, right. Y'all see them clips he posts? Yeah. But them rappers, he bring it. And he got personality and energy. Right. It's dope. So,
listen, let me tell you how he brought that crazy personality to that track, because he left out a part where he had to call his girl up.
His wife.
Where she had to say a little voice part to add into the joint, to add a little spaz to the joint.
Because he's always animated. Everything has to be extra.
Well, he did that.
Yeah.
And but it worked, though. It worked because it made the song.
When I say extra, I mean like...
In a good way.
Yeah, because like be all the way creative. Yeah. Don't just... You know, sometimes I fought myself for that sometimes. I'd be like, I don't even be thinking of shit like that. You know what I mean? I'd be so... Get the verse done real quick. Get in there. Make sure it sound right. And then I'm like, what y'all want to do? Right. You know what I mean? When I should be like expanding... Even in the process of the writing and laying part.
He ran
sometimes. Because I usually bust around something anyway. But go ahead.
He ran that, John. And it was, you know, like, and at the same time, you know, shout out my guy, Ant. We Run the Streets.
Mm-hmm. I know Ant.
He shot that video at the same time while we was in the studio. Okay. So everything I do a video.
As you should.
Well, we got heavy cannabis content.
Even if it's just a document. You should.
Yeah, so every time I go in the studio and I do a track, the video is coming within 72, 48 hours.
Okay.
Because I pay for it in event. I'm going to studio latest track. Yo, boom, boom, set up, boom, boom, all right, yeah, boom, all right, here go to deposit, bang, bang, bang. I grew up on the video. Mm-hmm. And what I try to tell the artists is, yo, y'all got a lot of dope tracks, but y'all ain't even pay for the visual. Like, y'all need some type of cameraman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, instead of buying them Jordans that week, take that $200 and spend it on the video.
You know what else I tell them? When they up and coming, attack the clearance rack.
Facts.
Just grab pieces. Yeah. $7 shirt here, $10 cargoes here, whatever the fuck have you.
Because
you always going to have to put a look together. And if you fly don't come at a price. It comes.
Yeah. I look at video. I'll be looking at my video. I'll be like, all right, I wore this time. I wore that this time. All right, I gotta wear something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Now get enough of your merch, like my man and y'all.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, but no.
If you don't need shirts, get the cheap slacks, the quality ones. Go to the spots and go to the clearance rack.
Yeah.
Trust me. Don't nobody give a fuck about last year's jeans.
Don't nobody care about none of that, man. As long as you look fresh and you... Because if you keep giving them a fresh look, if that's your look.
You're going to buy what you buy anyway.
Right. Exactly. Regardless of the year.
Yeah, like, if you're not a Hawaiian shirt nigga, you're not just going to buy it because it's $5.
No.
But if you're a Hawaiian shirt nigga, why not get the $12 Hawaiian shirt to mix with the $60 joint you already paid for?
Listen, we from
get
the area.
I'm from
Franklin Mills, Ross, and Marshall's.
I used to work in them stores, man. I came up on them joints.
You know what I'm saying?
Put you have to be smart with your dollar. That's all. Just be, you know, fiscally responsible.
Lennon, watch this.
So that you can afford videos and studio time.
So you can eat.
And merch.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
Merch.
Instead of Jordans come out every week. You know,
How many pairs do you need?
You ain't got to get this color ones.
No.
The ones that you bought last week, wear them in the video.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But so that's kind of what I've been doing, and you know, a lot of people been digging me for that because like when I did the video with Sunday 215,
right?
We shot that and we recorded it at HDE Studios.
Mm-hmm. So, shout out Pop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's my guy. Shout out Pop. Shout out Mike Jones.
Absolutely, Mike too. Yeah.
I said, hold up, man. These rappers, they run around a lot. I ain't got time. I'm a regular 9-to-5 guy. I ain't got time to be running down the rapper. Yeah, we shooting at HDE. Yo, camera guy, I need you at HDE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, while Mike was mixing and mastering.
Mm-hmm. We was getting a video done.
My man, shout out Hype City.
Mm-hmm.
We was shooting the video at the same time.
Yeah.
Right in the... boom.
It's some looks in that studio, too, so yeah.
Yep, we pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My man Pop hopped in the video. Oh, okay.
Love.
It was first I came in. You paid my time. You want to shoot the video? All right, had to pay. All right, huh? All right, we good. Boom. Then Sunday 215 come through. Oh, all right, I know him. Mm-hmm. Then he knew the camera guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, I know him, too. I'm like, see, I'm around the people that everybody, you know, now I'm around the arounds.
Nah, bro, not like... Super important. Like you, that's like, I literally just put my head in my hands because you just said you that was the phrase. Like you around the people that's around. People like being around. People trust.
Yes.
That people have some kind of fucking endearment for it. Like that is so fucking important in a city like ours.
Your circle, yep.
Because there's a lot of fake cities and a lot of everybody trying to get over cities. But in this city, the motherfuckers that's really working is not fucking with you unless it's a little... Oh, all right.
So...
Well, he wouldn't even fuck with you if you wasn't good.
But see, so that's what I'm saying.
You see
saying.
What I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's important. That's mob shit. Like we come from a mob.
So listen, they had like a whole uptown reunion. They had like a whole uptown reunion in that joint. While I was there, I was on the outside looking in from Nice Town.
Even when you said Hype City, I'm like, these all folks. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Hype. So
everybody
Hype City
know each other, bro.
Shot my video with Sunny 215 at HD.
And Pop gave y'all a cameo.
So now the next time
so you certified.
Look at this,
that's the son and Pop. Pop got the biggest legacy in the fucking city under his belt.
Yeah, man.
Lineage.
So listen, I'm
like, what are we talking about?
He be doing the dope events in there too, you know.
Yeah.
So I've shot episodes of my Roku TV show in there.
In there, dope.
I did the what was that? The one of the sexy smoking glow joints with Gigi.
I like how you move, man. You real smart, but like I said, you make it all sound matter of fact. But it probably sounds matter of fact because you are intelligent enough to understand that this just shit that got to be done. Yeah. It's just shit that's happening.
I like doing business with people that's doing business.
That's what I always said. I've been saying that for 20 years in this city.
I like doing business with people that's doing business.
Yep.
You doing business? Okay, I like your business. You like less if my business and your business can connect, then let's do business.
You know what I learned from the streets, yo, which kind of prepared me for the industry.
Yes,
everybody will hype you up, but 9 out of 10 niggas that told me it was go time, when it was time to come back to the table, they weren't really going as hard as
I was
going.
I got one for you.
So I stopped. I don't even let you come. I wait. I pick my own horses.
So listen, this
you moving, we running.
This what I learned. Yeah. So your friends and your family, whenever you develop your dream and your goal and whatever you want to be,
mm-hmm.
your friends and your family, those people, they ain't get you. If they ain't already made you rich, then they can't get you rich. Every person, every position that I'm in and everywhere that I'm going in life, it's from a stranger that I walked up to, introduced myself to, told them who I was and what I was about, how I do business and how they do business. We connected and move forward.
And you know what's crazy?
No family, no friends. So I'm not afraid to meet people.
Let me rephrase that. You know what's real? Talk to entrepreneurs and artists and stuff all the time up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That stands true to most of their stories. You see what I'm saying? There's a few, you know, you get some people get lucky. Sometimes you grew up with Wu-Tang or with the guy that knows everybody so we can have a Wu-Tang.
No.
But once you become an adult, yo,
no.
and you ain't got there already, then yeah, a lot of this is coming from out, quote unquote, outsiders.
So check this out.
But they the ones with the inside information y'all ain't got because we doing business. So they not outsiders in my realm.
We the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Bronx tale.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a fuck, bro.
Nobody cares.
But I think that's a facade. And I'm going to tell you why. I think that acting like you don't care is a comfort zone for a lot of people. But ultimately, most of this country fucking depressed because they give a fuck about shit they not willing to own up to.
No, learn who to share your griefs with.
Well, I don't share my griefs.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Part of my fucking problem.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. If I'm upset or whatever, I have somebody I can talk to.
No, and mind you, I vent.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't really do it in real time.
You got to. So listen.
See, that's where I fuck up at.
So I learned something. If me and her have a disagreement, I speak on it right then and there. You know why?
No.
Because I know I lay with this person.
My griefs are not relationship based.
No, I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Or if me and you got a problem, like now, like me and you cool now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So now, if there's a, in the future, if there's a disagreement between me and you, because I'm on your show, I'm going to feel like, yo, not oh no Instagram.
No, in life, in real life.
Let's smoke, unless...
I about to say, nigga, pull up.
Right.
Yeah, and let's drink and let's talk about... Because obviously there's a miscommunication somewhere.
Because,
I mean, you know ill will and neither do you me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. See, when you mean someone no ill, then there's a miscommunication somewhere, and all you gotta do is roll some weed up or something and sit down and talk about it. You gonna figure out what. All right, my bad, bro. You know what? All right, well then, look. If you gonna go that way, boom, bang. All right, if I go this way, I'm gonna respect how you. However the situation mm-hmm. is, and then right. it's all good.
Yeah,
it's no. really that.
And see, like people will say that that's optimistic, but at the end of the day, we men, right? And I hate to make it about that, but like you say, we understand our place. We understand how we present. We understand how things can come across and how things can get misconstrued.
Yes.
At some point, it becomes your job to either deal with it or don't.
Or don't.
Not to drag it out. Dragging it out is weird.
That's weird.
Deal with it or don't. Sometimes you get to the point where it's not worth a conversation no more.
It's not worth a conversation no more.
That's fine. Let it be fine.
We have a disagreement, right?
Right.
You live your life that way, and I'm going to live my life this way.
And I can still wish you the best.
And I can still wish you the best.
Or not, but I don't wish you no harm.
I don't wish you no harm. Right.
Because if I wish that, I could make that happen.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Right.
And still be in my house rolling a blunt while it's going on.
But, but check this out. Check this out. You could be talking to somebody that they could feel the same way and have the same capabilities, right?
9 times out of 10, if you're giving it your energy and you're thorough, they probably can.
Right. So
because you don't even associate on that level with people
right.
that's that far.
Right. So you got two certified gangsters. You know what I'm saying? That boom. You know what I mean?
They say, if you was the man like you say you was the man, we'd have been bumped heads.
So, like, we both could do it, but you know what? Mm-hmm. What's the point? Right. That's what we got.
Because with great power comes great responsibility.
Well, I say too much is given. Much is required.
Much is required. And also, like, you know, the whole ignorance is bliss is based on the fact that with knowledge comes responsibility. You're responsible once you know shit. They can't pass a law if a percentage of the population is not aware of the law. It's not really a law yet.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And that's old school shit because now everything will go viral. But back in the day when it was word of mouth and telegram and town to town, city to city, if everybody ain't know about it, what the fuck was it? You have to communicate, man.
Yo, check this out. You know what I point to? New Orleans. They had cash money, and they had no limit.
Which is, yeah. I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Check this
I'm
out.
I'm going to let you go there, because I just got emotional.
Check this out, right? Baby and Master P. You never seen them two in the same room.
Slim and P.
You never seen Master P and Baby in the same room. But you never hear them two talk ill will of each other either. They both from the same city. They both mega millionaires. Both in the, you know what I'm saying? They both from projects that didn't like each other.
That's the reason. Now, I'm going to tell you what the difference is with them. They're from a town that's not represented at the time, right? Mm-hmm. If they was from Philly, they'd have been beefing on wax.
Okay.
Because they'd have took that part for granted. There's still a little piece of you, like Currency floated through every label. He was Soulja Slim, Young Boy. Yeah. He signed to both labels.
Yes, right, right.
You
right,
see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like we all got a cousin in that project, and we just want to see the city eat. We want to see them eat. There's a dollar day and a Thanksgiving giveaway and the backpack giveaway going on.
Right,
over.
Right, right.
Like we got to see that. But once you get to the point where everybody in your city nice and everybody been on before, look at the cities that's beefing with each other, bro, publicly. And for a long time, Atlanta was beefing in private, and they was proud of that. They was like, "All y'all get along." They was like, "No." Nah. Everybody knew what was going on with what's going on now in the courtroom.
Yeah,
that was down there.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was happening because you could still take that for granted. Yeah. When you in a situation like Memphis, look at Memphis. Mm.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For that shit that happened to Dolph didn't happen because of Gotti. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because even as much as these motherfuckers don't get along and they side hate that side, feed them fucking kids.
Yeah.
Nobody else can do it.
Right.
We can name 5 people from our town that's done it in the last 30 years.
Right.
You start taking that shit for granted, yo, you become arrogant and then bullshit starts, yo.
Right. And you know,
and then the world's involved. So nowadays.
So now, you know it's crazy? So now that I'm in this entertainment
Hold
business,
on real quick.
Yes.
One little nigga from Chicago has the whole world saying, fuck 63rd.
He definitely did.
We not from 63rd, right? Do you know that's crazy?
I said that, yo.
J. Cole said, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. And the whole crowd said it. For real.
For real.
That's hard.
That's hard.
That's hard. When my uncle that used to let me borrow the that's gangster.
Yeah.
But these little motherfuckers got a whole nation plus dissing a block of motherfuckers that had to keep proving themselves.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Well, I can honestly say that, like, because, like, my guy Fat Joe, he just did something.
He said 95%.
But I like what he did, and I like why he did it.
Yep.
You can't the message be in behind.
Position. When you're in Joe's position, you're supposed to do that.
I was about to say.
Not because of how long he's been in the game, because of the role that he's assumed based on his personality.
Yes. At the position that he is in, what he said and how he said it and why he said it, too much is given, much is required.
He jumped in the middle of the Puerto Rican black hip hop nigga conversation too.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, he's consistent.
Yeah.
He's consistent.
Yeah.
He gonna put himself on the line to have a conversation.
I like what he did.
I love
because
it.
Because now it created convo, you know what I mean? Like they had the locks talking about it and the guy, he was like, come on, man, I ain't shoot. You know what I mean? Like it's art.
Sheik said it. Sheik said, man, niggas get older, you realize he ain't kill 100, I ain't shoot 100 motherfuckers.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So y'all can't, you know, but when you coming up.
But 30 niggas battled me still, because that was a real story.
Right, see what I'm saying?
Styles really got jumped by 30 niggas.
Yeah. So when you growing up.
He recorded that verse with a puffy face.
When you writing raps, they say you got to be what you singing. Right?
It's not fair.
Right?
It's not fair. My scariest, I've been in hip hop. When the house was running house, I was the kid rocking shells. I've been in hip hop from day one, bro, as far as I can remember. When you had to be gangster to be hip hop, was the scariest 10 years of my fucking life.
So I mean,
artistically.
So what I'm going to say is that's probably why somebody like me probably sold drugs in the first place.
See what I'm saying?
Because as an older dude.
But they would say that you're considered weak minded, and that's not fair. Because there's nothing weak about you.
Yeah. But you know that the whole product. Now that you grown.
I got it on my arm somewhere, product of my environment.
All that stuff that you did that people glorify and say is cool, it was stupid.
It's corny.
And corny. And if you took that time and that you put into that. If you put it into something else, people could have been millionaires and stuff.
I mean, we have examples. We have P's, we have Jay-Z's, we have T.I.'s. We have examples of what you could do if you dedicate your energy.
And because those dudes did it that's why I probably can quote so many of that man's rhymes.
Absolutely. Now, I used to joke with people, and I used to be like, if Styles P is your favorite rapper, your second favorite rapper should be Barney. Because Styles, if you're not doing anything positive, Styles will put you back then in such a dark place where it was all about smoking weed, stabbing niggas, and robbing niggas. It was bad, yo.
I'm from Nice Town.
Am I lying?
My block is named D Block. If you come to Nice Town, the D Block boys.
I know D Block in Nice Town.
That's me.
That's y'all. That's crazy, yo.
Germantown and Doughton Street.
That's a mentality that existed the music.
All we listened to was Siegel. You know, we listened to State Property, Chris and Neef, of course, because I'm from Nicetown.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And we listened to the Lox.
Holiday is still one of my favorite songs ever.
You see what I'm saying?
I remember the first time I heard Holiday.
You know, you listening to the Lox and then you come outside.
And it's grimy out there.
It's grimy out there.
Yeah.
You know, I was around with Mayor Street when they did Sunrise, you know what I mean? The cops was everywhere. They was popping out.
I just talking about Operation Safe Streets and all that. Bro, you couldn't buy weed in the hood.
White cops and all that.
Couldn't buy weed in the hood. It was weird.
They was everywhere.
They was in front of the Poppy store, in front of the Chinese store. They was in the middle of your block. They would be standing in the middle of your block.
In the middle of the block.
They was everywhere.
One cop just standing there and let you kick a bike cop bike. The whole district is on the way.
So look, I learned. So look. So,
whole fucking district.
So look.
No, because they protect the bike cops and the foot cops.
So they used to try to get people with this charge, it was called obstruction of the highway.
Oh, because you in the way. You impeding.
So, double parking.
And no, if you was, no. So you know when you walking down most blocks, right, you got two squares.
Right.
So the first square, you can't stand in that square. That's the square people got to walk, whatever. So whenever the bike cops used to come, we used to all put our backs up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody was standing,
they would fuck with
in
you.
That square,
guaranteed to fuck with
they
you.
Would cuff them and say, and the charge was you was obstruction of the highway.
And now they're going to search you too. Anyway, but
Listen, I got charged with non-proprietary. So I go to the lawyer. I says, what does this mean? Watch what this means, bro.
I don't know what that means, bro.
I'm about to school you.
Everybody I know had a case.
Okay, so this is yours. This is yours, right?
Uh-huh.
This is yours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is where I can grab it legally, that is mine.
Oh, no, I've heard of that. I didn't know it was called non-proprietary.
That's what it's called. It's called non-proprietary.
No, I know what you're talking about. That's crazy, though.
That's what the lawyer told me when I went to see the lady.
It's basically the same
thing. You possess something that you don't possess.
It's what they do when you're in a car. If you're in a car and the shit is closer to you and nobody claim it, the same shit. Anyway. So, I done had a ball with y'all, and y'all ain't got to go nowhere, but we got to wrap this up.
Well, listen, no, man. That's because you got the weed. We had the drinks. Thank you for your time.
You I'm like, you just start blaming me for shit. What happened?
No, we was just going, but no, thank you for your time. No,
we super good.
You know, gas station radio.
Uh-huh.
Every Thursday, 7 to 9, 98.5 FM. You know, online music box, Alexa.
Dope. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. Right when I was about to start making her talk, she said, again, I'm just here to support and back him up. And I was like, just about to get you with some questions, but anything else you need to say and tell the people how to keep up with you before we get out of here?
Well, I got my Gas Facts shirt on. So, you know, in addition to being on the radio show, I do cannabis education. So if you want to know about your favorite strain, check me out. I do snippets about it to tell you how it impacts you medicinally, whether it's sativa or indica or hybrid, whether you should consume it as a concentrate or if it's better as a topical, or maybe it should be an edible instead of you burning it in flour. So if that's the kind of stuff that you into, check me out. I do it all the time. You know what I'm talking about? So,
be trying to chill.
You know, I like cannabis. That's my thing. So if you got any questions.
That's why she the
whole now, so holler. Like, you take requests for that?
If you want. Yeah.
Somebody say, yo, is this real or what's this?
And facts.
You'd be like, let me look into it, and they might get a little snippet.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially for your grandma and your auntie. You know, you might not want her smoking. She may be paranoid. She may be better off with some gummies.
Yeah.
You got to start them off small. You can't give your auntie no cereal square big, and then be like, all right, I'm out.
She going to hate you, and she never going to
do
it again.
Yo, she going to be paranoid for a week.
She never going to do it again, man.
You know what I'm saying? When you could have just gave her, you know, a little bag of chips. Take one or two. Don't overdo it.
A little bag of chips.
Then she could close it and come back later, right?
Resealable bag.
There you go. So you got options. Microdose. Yeah, you ain't got to be out here in the corner looking like you dead and dehydrated.
What's your opinion on microdosing with the mushrooms?
Yes. I am pro for it. I am so pro for it. I like mushrooms.
Said, yes.
I like mushrooms. That. They make you more of the you should be on a daily basis. And you give the answers you really want to give outside yourself, whereas though with weed, you decide internally. You have whole conversations. But with mushrooms, you'd be like, how did you feel? Well, how I really felt was, I don't like your ass, and you getting on my nerves. But we good, though. And then go right back to whatever you was doing. No sweat off your back.
I love
but
her.
But you got it out, though, right? You know, I ain't trying to hurt your feelings, but this is how I feel.
Yo, you are.
And this is where I'm going with it, so handle it.
So see, I ain't even had to answer the question. Y'all got the personality. Yo, see, she knowledgeable. She does not just hold the pom-pom. She is on in the field.
But, the living scientist.
Yes. No, I love it. And I appreciate y'all. And on that note, man, shout out to Rich Jules.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, it only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Roog. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Thank you very much.
Malone! It's a heads up, I came to get my bread up. I ain't deviating for shit, homie, I'm fed up. I ain't flipped out in the bit, kept my head up. Nose clean, toes down, businessmen become foes now. Shark Tank, dog eat dog, bet they know now. The Puma nigga with long hair, we're throw down. Time to go now, been told y'all, let's talk about it. Tried to settle down, tip, fuck it, I'm back to drown shit. Heavy talk, so come heavy, you're not around here. And this wherever, fuck where I'm at, I ain't from down here. I'm an angel, I was fumbled from heaven, ain't no how. Your chick, bless me, I'm earth's blessing, it's going down. Tired of nights, stressing by how to get you to listen. Pick a side, ride or die, I'm on a mission. Cousin, I'm a chef, ain't tripping by Hell's Kitchen. I drink like a fish, no ocean too deep to swim in. I'm out here. I was down, you called it winning. Short-sighted motherfucker, this light, my life's different. Plenty nights, them lights shimmered. Upgraded the will, treat them lights different. Why chiefin' tonight's is a rock.
Heads up! Heads up!
Cognac, toasting and bitten. Laugh at shit that ain't funny. My happiness ain't money. Nothing short of a box, a cage could take it from me. I get back phenomenal, come up
astronomical.
I'm the one they whisper about and try to outdo. Whole world wanna sip with Sammy, not you. I'm checking for checks, I hated you, not true. My eyes up to the sky, I'm focused.